it's the check is in the mail, where I really try hard to not sound like I'm lecturing, but sometimes I just can't help it. And I'd apologize for that, but, you know, not sorry. So let's change the tone for a minute, and we're going to talk about Stephen Jay Gould, whose name I always reverse for some reason. Why he's someone you should know about. Imagine a scientist who challenged the establishment, who dared to rewrite the story of evolution, and who believed that science wasn't just about data, it was about humanity. Today, we're talking about Stephen Jay Gould, one of the most influential and controversial scientists of the 20th century. Gould wasn't just a paleontologist or an evolutionary biologist. He was a storyteller, a philosopher, and a fierce advocate for social justice. His work shaped how we think about life, history, and even ourselves. But who was Gould? Why does his legacy matter? Let's dive in. Stephen Jay Gould, born on September 10th, 1941 in Queens, New York. As a boy, he was passionate about exactly two things, baseball and dinosaurs. Actually, we'll talk about his connection to baseball in a standalone because it's pretty cool. But today, that lifelong love for dinosaurs turned into a lifelong passion for paleontology. But Gould wasn't just interested in fossils. He wanted to understand the big picture. He wanted to know how life evolved, how patterns emerged, and how history shaped the present. And curiously enough, without relying on a belief in a supreme and or ultimate reality or a higher power, these questions are compelling and complicated. Gould studied geology at Antioch before earning his PhD in paleontology from Columbia University, after which he spent most of his career at Harvard, professor and curator at the Museum of Comparative Zoology. Gould was, by all reports, larger than life, not just intellectually, but personally. Charismatic, opinionated, unafraid to challenge the status quo. Now, he got a lot of boost from Harvard because they saw that their agenda aligned with his freedom to challenge everyone's agendas. He was also deeply compassionate. He used his platform to fight for equality, and he critiqued the misuse of science as a justification for discrimination. And we're going to look at that in a minute. Gould's most famous contributions to science challenged traditional ideas about evolution, and here are two of his most groundbreaking concepts. Punctuated equilibrium. In the 1970s, Gould and Niles Eldredge proposed the idea of punctuated equilibrium. Traditional evolutionary theory suggested that evolution was a slow, gradual process, but Gould and Eldredge noticed something different in the fossil record. Long periods of stability or stasis interrupted by bursts of rapid change. They argued that evolution doesn't always happen gradually. Sometimes it leaps forward in fits and starts. Gould was a fierce critic of biological determinism, the idea that social hierarchies like race and gender inequality are rooted in biology. In his book, The Mismeasure of Man, Gould exposed the flawed science behind IQ testing and other attempts to rank human worth. By the way, he had an IQ about like mine. He believed that science should uplift humanity and not divide it. So why does Gould matter today? Because his ideas weren't just about fossils or evolution, they were about how we see the world. They remind us that history matters, that patterns aren't always what they seem, and that progress isn't always linear, and always to back check. When we talk about the fossil record not supporting the current spiel of science, what we're saying is that when we tried to back check that spiel, it didn't back check. And that is a red flag. So punctuated equilibrium forced scientists to rethink how evolution worked. It also opened the door to new questions about how species adapt to changing environments, a topic that's more relevant than ever in this age of climate change. Gould showed us the power of science to challenge injustice. He used his platform to expose biases in scientific thinking and to advocate for a more inclusive, equitable future. especially in a time like now where misinformation is not just rampant, it's fed snacks and treats and told to do tricks, Gould's commitment to truth and justice feels especially urgent. But Gould wasn't without controversy, as you might guess. Many of his ideas sparked fierce debates. Some of his critics argue that he overstated his case and his right to speak. In future episodes, we'll explore those debates and dive into some of his boldest ideas, like allopatric speciation and his take on hopeful monsters. Stephen Jay Gould once said, "We pass through this world but once. Few tragedies can be more extensive than the stunting of life. Few injustices deeper than the denial of opportunity to strive or even to hope." He believed that science must be a force for good, not just a tool to understand the world, but a way to make it better. His work challenges us to think big, to question assumptions, and to always strive for the truth. We'll be diving into one of his most fascinating ideas, as I mentioned, allopatric speciation, or how species split and evolve in isolation. Until then, keep asking questions, challenge the status quo. And join me next time on The Check Is in the Mail.